attempted into the Papa Shield, storms the half forward, pulls the trigger from 52, on its way, online, and in the book.
He gives it to Shield. Shield has a ping at the goals. That's more ridiculous.
Running player Shields from outside 50, really good effort.
Got a handle off the Dylan Shield, flying left foot kick, he's good.
Triple M's Hot Breakfast, thanks to Crown, and one of the gun players in the AFL in recent times has been Dylan Shield. He's now back where he grew up in Melbourne, playing for Essendon, had an incredible 8 years at the Giants, was a superstar for a number of years, still 25 years of age. Great to meet you, Dylan. Great to have you as part of Triple M's Hot Breakfast. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me here, guys. It's great to be back home and getting amongst it.
The boy from Caulfield Grammar, back into town. What's life like? Was it always an ambition that you're going to end up back in Melbourne after an eight-year stint at the Giants, or is it just the way it's evolved?
Yeah, I probably thought I was always going to return at some stage to finish my career in Melbourne. So to have that opportunity and to be back here now, it's I'm obviously really excited to spend the rest of my career at Essendon and be closer to family and friends. Certainly enjoyed my time up in Sydney, but great to be back home.
Dylan, it's nice that you say that about Essendon, but I've heard through the grapevine that the real reason that you came back to Melbourne was you could not resist Jack Riewoldt's rampage in the AFLX. Is that right?
Well, that was certainly one of the drawing cards coming back to Melbourne. And if I did remain in Sydney, I wasn't going to get the gig. So it was a pretty easy decision in the end.
So you're playing on Friday. Darce is calling the game. What's the thing that you want to do, Marshall? Are you going to be the designated kicker? Or are you going to these rule changes? What are you looking forward to using to your advantage?
Well, Ed, I actually haven't sat down and had a look at the rules, so. I've just gone through the
Dylan, I'd like to introduce you to Luke Darcy.
We should have a coffee afterwards, Dylan, and try and work it out together.
No, seriously, on this Thursday, I think all teams get together for a half an hour meeting to go through the rules before we go out to have a train, and which is only 24 hours before the game. So
I think the major rule is don't hurt each other, okay?
Yeah.
And it is just a one night, isn't it, the tournament this year? There are some people saying that the AFLX season is too long. Do you agree?
It's probably too long, yeah. Danger has going to have something to do with that, yeah.
Now, I want to talk to you about a number of your passions. But a beautiful partner, Georgie, is Georgie Williams, the daughter of Mark Williams. Now, that's a very brave thing to do, I reckon, to take one of Mark Williams' daughters. How does that go, having him as a potential father-in-law?
It certainly had its challenges early on up in Sydney. But
especially when he was the assistant coach.
Yeah. It was challenging. But
So how did you go the first time when you broke the news that you're taking out the assistant coach's daughter?
Oh, I actually didn't have the courage to tell him. But he, being a father who usually is across everything, he actually found out himself and took me for a walk around the footy field during training one day, actually, to have a chat. during training, yeah. So it was a unique experience.
I'm assuming you were doing a lot of listening and a lot of talking in that chat.
Oh, you could imagine.
And was there a bit of pointing going on from the boys inside? Yeah. So they knew what was going on.
Yes, sir, no worries,
What did he say?
Oh, it just,
Been hard to get a kick with a broken leg, isn't it?
Can't be seen giving you advantages, mate, and if anything, I'm going to be harder on you. I was like, yep, no worries.
Which is pretty easy to one of the best players in the competition.
Now, Dylan, you're rolling as the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2019 ambassador as well. It's in your own hometown. Have you always been a fan of the F1?
Yeah, and I mean, I think, obviously Melbourne's the capital of sports, so to be a part of the GPs is awesome and, super excited to be a part of it and, you're going to really enjoy the experience getting around the track and seeing how they operate.
Yeah, what are you going to do down there? Do you get as you say, walk around? Do you, as an ambassador, what's your job?
Do they get you in a car?
Yeah, well, I'm available if they need me. I mean, I can go pretty well on the road. So Team Ferrari or Renault, if they need me, I'm happy. Happy to get on the track.
Dylan, thanks for joining us. It's going to be great watching you play for the Bombers this year. Get along to the Grand Prix, grandprix.com for tickets, and kicks off on the 14th of March through the 17th of March. And to have Dylan Shield as the face of anything, it's got to be a positive move. Good luck for the year, Dylan. Thanks for coming in again.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you, mate. Who got round one?
The Giants.
Really?
At the old home. So, yeah.
Who's going to tag you, mate, for Cal Ward head-to-head?
No, Cal definitely doesn't tag.
Cheers,
I won't ever sledge again.
Triple M's Hot Breakfast. That was Dylan Shield.